Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, 2015. And with me today, I have my own personal entertainers, Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
Doing well. Thanks for asking and thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you here. And Kelly Gaumont, how are you?
I am lovely and wearing a green t-shirt, so nobody will pinch me today.
That's right. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. And I wish that I could do a good Irish accent. Brian, is there anything you can bring to the table?
An Irish accent? Always after me, Lucky Charms. Is that offensive enough?
And now I love you just a little bit more.
It's funny, actually. I had a fellow. I was sitting in a park in the evening. I was about to make a few texts to a friend, and the guy was staggering by from the train station, drunk, and he just makes an instant veer when he looks over at me, and turns out to be an Irishman. He's about 22 years old, and he tells me that he stopped to talk with me because I looked creepy sitting there in the park.
and apparently he has a thing for creepy guys?
Apparently. And so we proceeded to talk philosophy and life for an hour and a half.
That's awesome.
And he carried on quite a cogent conversation for someone who was three seats to the wind.
Are you sure anyway, you don't live in Portland?
And this was just a couple of days ago. So, that'll be my St. Patty story.
That's absolutely awesome. And Brian, I live vicariously through you.
Yeah, that's a good story.
That's awesome. Hey, also awesome, our sponsor this week, Lynda.com, the online training people. So that's totally cool. We'll talk about them soon. But first, we have a couple topics that we're going to look at. I thought we could start with the whole Apple starting up a streaming television network. So the quick backstory is that there's a report that's come out that Apple's negotiating with ABC and CBS and Fox and Disney and some other content providers so that they can launch this fall their own streaming network. And this would be an alternative to paying for a cable television subscription. And they're hoping to launch with about 25 channels, but NBC, at least for right now, is not going to be on the list because Apple and Comcast aren't exactly happy with each other over the whole X1 streaming thing. Apple feels like Comcast was just kind of stringing them along.
Wow. There's a shocker.
Yeah. So Comcast owns NBC Universal, and so therefore the stuff trickles downhill, and so NBC isn't on the list, at least for right now.
Yeah, and heretofore, no matter who's owned NBC, NBC has always ended up giving up to Apple eventually. And I would imagine that'll be the case here if Apple actually does launch the service.
It wouldn't surprise me. Even if they're not there right at the beginning, they'll be there.
Mm-hmm. They will.
Yeah. And I do find it interesting that Apple is apparently really working to make this happen, and they're far enough along that they're supposed to announce the service in June and then launch it in September.
Hmm.
And here we are in March, so that's what we're like about 3 months away from this announcement if it actually happens. And I can see where for a lot of people this could be the thing they've been waiting for to finally push them into cutting their cable cord. Now, I'm not into sports, so when I ask this question, I'm not asking a leading question in any way. It's simply because I'm that ignorant. Fox, they own one of the sports networks, right?
Fox Sports.
Fox Sports.
They have a Fox Sports, and ABC owns ESPN.
Okay. All right. So that means it's possible that Apple could have sports channels on their service.
And they have services already because there's MLB At Bat for people who want baseball games. And there's a hockey channel on the Apple TV already. And I want to say there's another big one that I'm not thinking of right now, but I can't think of what it is. And I know that you can buy something called League Pass, I think it is, from the NBA, and you can watch basketball games on your computer. So if they can negotiate something where it's possible to watch, to load up the game on your computer and then airplay it to your television, then that would take care of basketball.
Did you just say hair play?
No.
Okay. Really, it sounded to me like you said hair play, and I was waiting for a Federici joke out of that. Okay, so that's true. There are sports services that you can get on Apple TV today. But those are things you have to subscribe to separately. Am I correct?
And pay for. They're separate. I know with At-Bat, it's subscription and payment. I'm honestly not sure how the hockey stuff – maybe soccer is the other one I'm thinking of. But I assume they're all sort of the same thing where you subscribe and you pay. I know the NBA one works like that. My dad is not in the air in the broadcast area for the Portland Trailblazers for part of the year because he goes to Arizona. So when he's there, he's not able to get the game, so he paid for it. And it was a couple years ago, and it was a giant pain in the neck, so he hasn't done it since. But I can see where maybe if you're a baseball fan and you've been paying for At-Bat anyway because maybe you live on the West Coast and you really like an East Coast team, so you don't get to see a lot of those games anyway, and you're somebody who's paying for that stuff already, then this could be a really attractive option to keep the non-sports contingent in your house happy.
That's true, yes. And, okay, so the package that Apple's going to offer is expected to be between $30 and $40 a month. And when I first saw that, I was like, ah, that's a lot of money. But then I had to remind myself, I haven't paid for cable television for years because I got so fed up with it. So I forgot that I'd been paying like $90 a month just to have a bunch of crappy channels so that I could watch Mythbusters. And
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, even though Carrie is no longer on the show?
Oh, this was...
This was many years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Carrie was still on the show. and by the way, I think it's awesome that she was on the show and that she wasn't just eye candy, that she was part of the team. I'm assuming she was a real inspiration and still is to a lot of girls that otherwise would have been intimidated by science or anything intellectual. So yay, Carrie. But anyhow, awesome, so, Brian. You made me totally forget what I was talking about because now I'm just thinking about Mythbusters.
You were talking about it being a lot of money for television. So I logged into Comcast real quick while you were extolling Carrie's virtues. And Carrie is amazing. And I'm really – and I too am glad that she was a girl on TV to show that maybe there are girls out there who also could enjoy blowing up stuff and that there's a place for you in the world. And that makes – that warms my heart. So the digital starter TV package at Comcast, if you are a brand new customer, is $39.99 a month. Now, they will do other stuff for you if you start bundling things. But the lowest price that you, according to this page of information, the least amount of money that you can pay Comcast for television is $40 a month.
Does that also include on-demand TV show libraries?
My hunch is yet. Let me pick one of these here.
And I'm betting your hunch is right. That's something you will get with Apple's service.
Yeah, let's see. If I go to Digital Starter. Now, here's the other interesting thing about it. It says $39.99 a month for the first 12 months.
Oh, and so that's an only, intro package.
Yes, only if you are a new customer. Go away, stupid pop-up. There's any other sort of mystery charges that can get rolled into this. Comcast's service charge for this package ranges based on area from $65.99 a month to $75.49 a month. So that means after a year, in month 13, you are now paying $66 a month minimum aside from a broadcast TV fee of $350 a month, a regional sports fee of up to $1 a month, and other applicable charges. So
there you go.
This goes from 40 to 66 real quick.
Okay, so let's say Apple service comes out at $40 a month. Is mm-hmm. that something that you would seriously consider?
I totally would.
How about you, Brian?
Yes.
All right.
I'd consider it. I'd have to weigh very carefully the channels I get due to the way I watch TV.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that's the key thing. If it doesn't do what you need it to do,
right,
then it's just wasted money.
Right. I would certainly rather give my money to Apple than Comcast out of principle and also out of motivated self-interest.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. And for me, I honestly don't know if I would sign up. And that's because I've gone without all these channels for so many years mm-hmm. that I don't know if I could justify paying a monthly fee to suddenly have them back.
Listen, man, your life's richer for not watching much TV.
That's true.
TV shows, TV in general has never been better than it is right now. Right? We've never in the history of the television had so much high quality content. It's fascinating that even as the number of channels and the number of outlets has exploded exponentially, there has only been – it has actually allowed for more talent, more specialized niche content to be developed. It is just, you know, fantastic. We've never had better dramas. Probably have been periods with overall better comedies.
Yes.
Right now. This is probably not a golden age for comedies, but it's a golden age for drama. It's a golden age for certainly for science and history
sci-fi.
Shows.
And science fiction.
For science fiction, some of that is not so good, but whatever. There is some amazing content out there, but that you don't spend all your time watching it speaks well for you, sir.
All right. Well, then go me. I'm still totally fine with having content through Netflix streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one show that I actually pay for is Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy a season pass for that. So my add-on TV expense, really, because what Netflix streaming is what, $9 a month?
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Yeah, something like that. So I spend, I'm going to call it, it's what is it, probably like $40 a year, because you have to buy two season passes for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it turns out that I haven't missed being able to watch the late show with Craig Ferguson, but he's not on it anymore, so it doesn't even matter. he isn't on anymore, right?
No, he's not.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, but the new guy starts next month.
Oh, great! Well, good for new guy. And MythBusters, I can still see that if I really want to, I can just go to a friend's house and watch it.
Well, and there's also collections of MythBusters on Netflix, or at least there were for a while.
That's right, yeah. And there's MythBusters on Netflix.
So the old ones with Carrie on them, you can probably still watch those.
that's right. And so I'm not seeing a big need for me, at least right now, to jump into a package like that. Now, if they announce it and it has a bunch of content that I decide is really worth it,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately would cost me less than what I'm doing today, then I'll consider it.
Mm-hmm.
But for people that are looking to cut their cord, I could see where this could be very enticing.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I wonder about this whole story with launching their own sort of cable provider. I know it's not cable. The thing I wonder about this is if Comcast was only doing this to string Apple along. It wasn't like they were honestly negotiating, and then they got stuck on something that nobody was willing to move on, and so then everything sort of flamed out. I wonder if what really happened was Comcast was like, we want to do this other thing, they're trying to do a web-based thing, which I have spent about 90 seconds trying to check out and hated. So, yeah, we'll see how that turns out for them. But I wonder if the whole reason they were doing this was just to sort of fend Apple off while they got their own thing off the ground, because they knew Apple would try to do the same thing.
Well, Apple and Comcast were negotiating for a streaming content service at one point.
Yeah, I reported on it for us. Yeah.
And that apparently fell apart at some point. And part of the reason for that fallout was because Apple was thinking, apparently, exactly what you just posited. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if that's what was happening. And while we may not be big Comcast fans, I could totally see why they would do that. That was a smart business move on their part. Doesn't make it any less sucky.
Yeah, it's definitely yucky, but I could see why they would want to do that. I'm just sort of, I guess, impressed in a weird way that if that's the case, that they actually did it, and not just, you know, maybe we should get them in here and talk to them like we're going to actually do something so that we can get ours off the ground, and we'll get to talk to everybody before Apple gets to talk to everybody, and they'll sign with us because they don't have another alternative yet. And then when Apple goes to them, they'll go, oh, but we already signed up with Comcast, and those are exclusive deals.
See, that's a really smart move.
But
for Comcast.
It is, but I'm sort of impressed, because it seems like the sort of thing that you would talk about doing but not actually execute on. So if this were a video show, this is the part where I would drop in that freeze frame of Will Ferrell in Anchorman that says, I'm not even mad, I'm actually just impressed.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Hey, totally changing the subject. We have a sponsor today.
Woohoo!
And that's lynda.com. And the URL, you have to pay attention, lynda.com. lynda.com.
Slash
TDO. That's where you go to get the big discount the big offer, which is free 10 days, as much training as you can, as you can suck into your brain. And Brian, I totally had the whole layout figured out in my mind, and then you threw the slash.
Well, so you can't mention lynda.com without saying lynda.com/TDO.
Well, there's going to be a big buildup, but you already said it, so lynda.com/TDO. Go there, get 10 days free, all the content that you can put into your amazing head, and what kind of content? Well, what Lynda does is they offer all these online training courses, which I think is absolutely fantastic, because at your own pace, you can learn stuff. And to me, learning is the single most valuable thing we can do with our lives. So what they're doing is essentially giving you a way to invest in yourself, because you are the most valuable person in your life. Why not make yourself even more valuable? And they have over 3,000 courses. They have new courses coming out every month. And they cover almost any topic you can think of. So if you need to become better in Photoshop, great. They have you covered there. If you need to learn how to customize your WordPress site, they have you covered there. The stuff that I was poking around with yesterday, just because I was really curious to see what they had, they have a lot of really good stuff about social networking. So if you're like completely baffled by Twitter, and you need to learn exactly what this thing is and how you can use it without appearing like a spammer or a tool, Lynda has you covered. And same thing for Facebook. And if you're someone that's in a marketing department and you need to learn how to use these tools effectively, they have courses for that also. And everything's taught by top experts in their fields, which I think is absolutely awesome. Because if you're going to learn, why not learn from the people that really know their stuff?
It's true.
Yeah. So I'm really pleased with the stuff that I've checked out on lynda.com. And I have picked up a couple techniques for Photoshop that I wasn't familiar with before, which is awesome, because I use Photoshop every single day. And when I get to learn something that I don't know, that's just like this little magical present filled with delight just dropped in my lap for that day. And I had that happen just a couple days ago. So totally awesome. So go to lynda.com, lynda.com, /TDO. Get yourself 10 days for free. Even if you're thinking, oh, I don't really need it, go ahead and do it, because 10 days of top quality training on whatever it is that you want, no cost, it would be silly to pass up that opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
So just do it. Go and sign up and learn something. And even if it's something where you're like, just randomly choosing, I'll learn about this. Do it, because you're going to come away a better person for it. And better people, we need a lot more of those in the world. So let's all be better. And thank you to Linda for being our sponsor this week. And next thing I wanted to take a look at was a piece that I wrote this morning about Apple going to the skies. Specifically, their Boeing said that Apple and some other companies are in negotiations with them right now for their own satellites, which I found to be absolutely fascinating. Now, Google is a company that they name dropped as well. Google makes sense because Google is looking to have their own internet service everywhere they can. They have fiber optic rolling out. They've been experimenting with weather balloons in Australia, I believe, where they've been blanketing parts of the outback with internet. And so adding in satellites for Google totally makes sense. Actually, as I recall, didn't Google buy a satellite company a while ago? Does that sound familiar? It sounds like something I wrote, actually.
I almost remember it, I feel like.
Yeah, if it's a false memory, it's a really cool one.
No, because we were terrified about this is the beginning of Skynet.
Oh, right. Now it's a really scary memory.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, because Google. Just
right.
Go read your piece about the Johnny Five Lego kit. It'll be okay.
Okay. Okay. That is a pretty cool Lego kit. Anyhow,
so cool.
It makes sense that Google would be looking at doing something like this, because if they could have their own satellite network to provide internet access, well, then that gives them exactly what they want, which is broader access to internet services around the world. And I believe right now only about 30% of the planet has internet access. So there's a big market for that. Now, if Apple is getting a satellite, is that what they're doing? Is Apple looking to have their own bandwidth? Or would they have some other way for it?
For TV.
I think that if you look at all the other things that Apple is doing with going into cars, doing watches, possibly doing this TV thing, I think that Apple absolutely wants to be able to have its own ability to deliver massive amounts of data, even if it's only to itself.
Okay.
You know, for the
That's
iTunes network.
I was thinking about too. Yeah.
For you know, for all the iTunes Store stuff, all the App Store stuff, Mac App Store, iCloud, all of these things, it would shock me if Apple didn't want to ensure that it has everything that it needs and is thinking well ahead of its current needs. I mean, Apple is the absolute best corporate planner on the planet right now.
They're super proactive. I mean, look at the power management that they're doing with their data centers.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the ways that they're forward thinking. We want to make sure that we're using enough renewable energy. We will buy a hydroelectric plant to make sure that that's the case. We will buy extra land and slap down a solar farm to make sure that we're doing this in a responsible way. So it totally makes sense to me that they would do something like this, whether it's for the TV service, which is my speculation, or like Brian said, maybe it's internal only. And, you know, if you're Apple, you're probably generating enough data that it sort of makes sense for you to have that access.
Well, and Boeing did say the projects that they're looking at would allow for petabytes of data transfer.
That's a lot of data.
That's a lot of data. And if
or a lot of data, if you want it to rhyme more.
But either way, it's a lot. And I do think it's really interesting that Apple may be looking at having their own satellite, because it's like you said, Brian, they're looking long term, and if they have a way to ensure that they have the infrastructure they need to do the things they want, Well, they have the money to do that right now, so why wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. They could do anything that they want. You know, it's interesting. Do you remember going back to when Apple first started hitting like the $40-50 billion mark in the bank?
Uh-huh.
So when Steve Jobs was still with us, mm-hmm. This would have been about 2008 or 9. Apple started just, you know, making so much money that they were accumulating large quantities of it. And the criticism was that Apple needed to give it back to the shareholders because they clearly had no idea what to do with it.
Yes.
Apple did eventually send a record amount of money back to shareholders in the mm-hmm. form of both stock buybacks and the largest dividend program that we've ever seen. But at the same time, Apple still is making lots of money, and they're obviously finding ways to spend it. I mean, Apple is becoming, you know, the GE of today, going back to a much simpler economy, Apple is certainly becoming the General Motors of the modern age.
Yeah, I can see that. In many ways, they are.
It's so interesting. We saw Microsoft trying to get its fingers in lots of – and everybody's pies, especially during the 90s and the early 2000s, mid-2000s. Google seems like it's got big aspirations beyond, clearly beyond search. Mm-hmm. But Apple is the company that is just becoming this corporate giant. And it's really interesting to watch happen.
It is. And especially knowing the history of Apple and how close Apple was to just either getting absorbed or falling apart. And here they are now, the company where we can sit here and speculate on whether or not they're going to have satellites, and it's not an unreasonable thing to do. Wow. Big change.
Mm-hmm.
So Boeing is saying that they're hoping to have whatever deal they're working out wrapped up by the end of the year. So if they do end up making a satellite for Apple, we will probably know before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, it takes a while to build a satellite and then get it in orbit. So it's not like this will be something where they announce it and then by the summer, Apple has a satellite in space.
Right.
So
this is going to be one of those forward-thinking plans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, So we'll probably know closer to the end of this year if something is happening, because even if Apple doesn't say anything, you know someone's going to leak it. So we'll just keep our ear to the ground
Can I briefly elaborate on that?
Yes.
This is one of those things that's going to involve enough outside people that it will absolutely leak before it ever happens.
Yep. I believe you're absolutely right. And we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Brian, thanks so much for being here. It's always great to have you on the show.
Apple is going to eventually go into space travel.
Yeah.
It's good to be here.
I'm totally with you on that. And Kelly, thank you for being here as well.
Brian said Apple and time travel, and now I'm thinking about what would happen if Apple got to design a TARDIS. So I would say goodbye here, but I can't now. I'm all distracted.
Space travel.
I totally get it. But see, Kelly took it a step further. If Apple's going into space, why not into time?
Yeah, fair. Well,
once you hit space, you're halfway there.
Topic for another show.
That's right. Hey, lynda.com, thank you for being our sponsor this week. Head on over to their website, lynda.com/TDO. Get yourself 10 free days of training. Totally take advantage of this because everyone should be smarter. Kelly, you have a line that you came up with for that.
I do. Lynda.com, put some smarty in your pants.
So thank you to Lynda for being our sponsor. Thank you to everyone for listening yet again. We will see you guys tomorrow.